We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled By the Spirit, Part 2. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Demilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. I have just read from the King James Version. The quickening of the Holy Spirit is not meant to be occasional. It is designed to be a daily experience. Just as the flesh constantly pulls towards sin, the believer must continually rely on the Spirit for strength. Victory over the flesh is sustained by consistently yielding to the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit quickens our mortal bodies, He does more than suppress sinful cravings. He energizes us for righteousness. The same body that once gravitated toward sin now becomes available for prayer, worship, service, and obedience. This is how the Spirit transforms not only our desires, but also our daily actions. However, believers must learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit dwells within us, but we must yield to His influence. Each time we choose prayer over distraction, the Word over entertainment, and obedience over compromise, we allow the Spirit to strengthen us. Over time, the pull of the flesh weakens, and walking in holiness becomes more natural. This is why spiritual discipline is important. A believer who neglects prayer and the Word will find the flesh growing stronger. But one who consistently walks in the Spirit will notice increasing freedom. What once required intense struggle becomes easier because the Spirit is supplying life and strength. The quickening of the Spirit also brings sensitivity. As we walk in Him, we become more aware of what grieves Him and what pleases Him. This sensitivity helps us avoid situations that feed the flesh and instead pursue things that strengthen our spiritual life. In this way, the Spirit not only empowers us, but also guides us. Go into today depending on the Holy Spirit. Do not attempt to overcome the flesh by willpower alone. Yield to the Spirit through prayer, the Word, and obedience. As you do, you will experience the life-giving power that keeps your body under control and enables you to walk in victory. Prayer. Lord, help me walk in the Spirit daily. Quicken my body and strengthen me to live above the desires of the flesh. Teach me to yield to you consistently so that your life may be expressed through me. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe You died for my sins and rose again. I confess You as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Judges 17-21. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.